Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss Rabbi Mori Shigichye. And we are going to be learning about Yitzchak, Chvod Yushpizin of Yitzchak. Based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Hagoyin HaGadol of W. Tuchman Zitzel. It says in the Pasuk, Vayav Yitzchak as Esav, Kitzayid Befiv, that Yitzchak loved Esav because Tzayid Befiv, he was game in his mouth, hunting game in his mouth. V'Rivka Ohebes is Yaakov, and Rivka loves Yaakov. Rashi explains, Kitzayid Befiv, Kisal Gumoy, Befiv Shel Yitzchak. Tzayid Befiv is in the mouth of Yitzchak. In other words, since Esav hunted and Yaakov and Yitzchak ate from Esav's game that he hunted, that's why Yitzchak loved Esav. Tzayid Befiv, because the tzayid, the hunting game, was in the mouth of Yitzchak, and that's like Targum Unculus, Hare Mitzidei Have Achil. He used to eat from his tzayid. Umedrashoi b'fiv shel Esav shayatzad oisoi umerameihu bidvarim. The medrash is, that's the pshat, that's Rashi holds is the pshat. The medrash is ki tzayid b'fiv, b'fiv shel Esav, in the mouth of Esav. That Esav would hunt him down, meaning he would, like when you're a hunter, you're a person is very sneaky in order to capture the animal. So too, he would be sneaky and he would try to mislead Yitzchak with his words. That was the Avoda, quote unquote, of Esav. So we have Befiv Shel Yitzchak, he gave him his game, or that he, in the mouth of Esav, he was tzayid, that Esav used to hunt him down with his words, that Esav used to mislead Yitzchak. Ad kan zechino l'mod midivrei kacho shel Rashi. Ulich ora tzarich bi'ur. Al Masha Katav Rashi Bifshuto. We have to understand what Rashi wrote, Lefi Pshuto. If Rashi is correct, it should have said, Ki Tseidoi Bifiv. It should have said, his Tzayid, in other words, Esav's Tzayid, was in the mouth of Yitzchak. According to the Pashup Shat, Bifiv Shel Yitzchak, Ki Tzayid Bifiv. Tzayid said, Ki Tseidoi Bifiv. Because his tzayid, Esav's tzayid, what Esav hunted down, was in the mouth of Yitzchak. Because when it says, ki tzayid b'fiv, it doesn't mean that mitzei de hava ochil, like Uncle says, that he ate from the tzayid of Esav, it just says tzayid b'fiv, it doesn't say tzaydo. So if that's the correct pshat, it should say ki mitzeidoi shel Esav hava achil. V'yein b'mashakosav b'zeh haramban u'b'kliyok akan. That's the first kasha. That's really pshat. Why doesn't it say mitzeidoi hava achil? V'yoser tzarich leva'er mashakatav Rashi mimidrasho, that he would be tzad oisoi u'merameyu b'dvarim. So you see from Rashi that this is the Medrash, it's not the Pshat. Pshat is, according to Rashi, that he would eat from his game. The Medrash is that he would mislead him with words. והרי כתוב בפסוק כ"ז, ויגדלו הנערים, ויהי עשיו איש יודע ציד, איש שדה, ויעקב איש תם, יושב אוהלים. רש"י מפרש שמה שכתוב יודע ציד, היינו לצוד ולרמות את אביו בפיו. ושואלו אבא, היאך מעשרים את המלח ואת התבן, שסבור אביו שהוא מדקדק במצוות. It says there that the young man got older, and Esau was a man who knew tzayid. He was a man of the field, and Yaakov was an ishtam. He was a simple man, a tent dweller. Rashi says, what does it mean, yodea tzayid? It means that he knows how to fool his father with his mouth. And he would ask him the following question. Dad, how do you take maaser off salt and off stubble? Off straw. How do you take a maaser off straw and salt? And now his father's going to think that he's such a grace and medaktik b'mitzvahs. Savur aviv shehu medaktik b'mitzvot. ואם שם מתפרש כפשוטוי, לעניין שהיצד את יצחק בפיו, עכשיו ניצבת בפנינו בכל תוקפה, השאלה, we have the question, if over there, פושט פשט, is that he would fool his father with words, צייד, איש יודע צייד means, that he would mislead his father with words, then why here is it Midrasha? There it's כפשוטו, that he would mislead his father. And here the misleading part is Midrasho. Maishna. Why should it be Midrasho over here, if over there it's Mamish Pshuta? That's a great kasha. Befrat. It works out even better. Here, now it comes out more glatt, because now when it says kitzayid b'fiv, how are we going to learn kitzayid b'fiv? We're going to learn it kipshuto. It's going on the mouth of Esav. Kitzayid b'fiv. There is tzayid in the mouth of Esav. Esav would mislead him. And therefore it shouldn't say kitzayid b'fiv. That what Esav hunted down, the tzayid of Esav was in Yaakov's mouth, Yitzchak's mouth, but rather Esav himself, in Esav's mouth, there was tzayid. Esav would hunt him down. So that would mislead him. So that would work out better with the pshat here also for two reasons. A, because earlier on we see Yish Yodea tzayid means that he would mislead him. That's number one. And number two, over here would also be gevaldik, because now we don't have the kitzedo b'fiv problem. Because now kitzayid b'fiv means in the mouth of Esav, so it's mamish terrific. Ayem is a begur aryeh. So why doesn't Rashi like the pshat to be kitzayid b'fiv as meaning in the mouth of Esav? Why does it have to be that Esav's game was in the mouth of Yitzchak? Gam tzarich la'ayen b'pasuk hazeh v'ma shekatav kan ha'orach chayim l'farash. She'im ahav Yaakov את עשיו, כיוון שהיה צד אותו בדברים, למה לא חשש לעשות כן, אלא ליצחק ולא לרבקה? If Yitzchak loved Esav, since Esav would mislead him, why was he not choshesh? Why did he not care enough to do it to Rivka? Why did Esav only try to get Yitzchak? Why didn't Esav try to get Rivka also? It's the kasha of the Or Chaim HaKadosh. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, "Ki lo mitzad hamitzvah haya choshesh, ela mitzad shehaya yorei mikilalasai, gam letikvas habrachos." מה שאין כן רבקה, ולזה תמצא שלא אמר יקראו ימי אבל אבי ואימי, אלא אבי. So it wasn't a mitzvah that he was choshish for, but rather he was afraid of being cursed, and he wanted brachas, ma she'en kein rivke. And therefore you'll find that it doesn't say in the pasuk, yikrevu evel avi v'imi, ela avi. That's why the pasuk says, Yikrevu v'yistom Esav et Yaakov ala bracha asher beracho aviv v'yomer Esav belibo yikrevu yemei evel avi v'ahariga et Yaakov achi. Esav hated Yaakov for the bracha that his father blessed him, and Esav said in his heart that the avelus of my father's death is coming close, and I'll kill my brother Yaakov. Not Rivka. What about Rivka? Why don't you care that Rivka's still alive? The answer is that Esav doesn't care. Esav's just worried about being cursed by his father, and he wants the brachas, but he's not really so interested in Kibbut Avein. But L'chora, we have to understand, because Chazal were maflig in numerous places about the Kibbut of Esav, that he was makvid b'zeh ad me'oid, ve'achshivu et zeh l'schut gedolah lo, and they considered it a gracious schus for Esav. Ayin bebreishis Rabba parshas Samechei Osiyud Beis Medivir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel vehaflogas oifen hakovet shel Esav neged Masha Osa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He says, "Wow, Esav is much better than me." Other places also, Chazal or Maflik in the Kibbut Avein Esav, he wasn't a mechaber of at all. He was just a guy, according to the Arachaim, anyway, who wanted brachas, and therefore he didn't really care about Rivka. He only cared about the Yitzchak, because he can get something out of Yitzchak. It says in the Medrash that Esav had only one mitzvah, and that was that Kibbutz, and the Malchus for Shiltonim Rotzim Lidavik Bo. Everyone wants to be Davik Be'Esav, the important kingdoms. So you see in the schus of that one mitzvah, so you see it was a grace of mitzvah. Mizora Kodesh and Gracious Kuf Memvav State Ben Yichabed Av Do Esav Lohava Bar Nosh Be Alma the Yoikir Lavoi Kamada Oikir Esav Lavoi. There was nobody who honored his father like Esav did, and therefore that gave him power in this world, says the Zohar Kodesh. So if the Vort was Kibud Av, if the Vort is Kibbut Av, then he's also Mechabit his mother. In the Sefer Yad Melech, which is an unbelievable Sefer in Hilchos Mamrim, from Rabbeinu has in Hilchos Melochim and Hilchos Mamrim, approximately 19 Svarim altogether. So in Perek Vav, Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Aleph, he explains that Kibbut Avim is one mitzvah. And if you're not Mechabit your mother, you're also not Mechayim the mitzvah of being Mechabit your father. Zel b'zach, go together. So Mimela, it would make sense that if Esav is mechabed his father al mitzvah, he should be mechabed his mother. The Medrash is a lashon of mechabed as elu. Mispakish leischar akibud shekibed as elu sheikvurim behar hazeh. He gets schar for being mechabed these who are buried in this mountain. Who are these? Yitzchok and Rivka, Oshon Rabim. Vim Kain, Lich Ora, Hadar Yikshe, Hushiyat, Aor HaChaim, HaKadosh. Mai Taima, Lo Asad Ze Esav, Gamli Imo, why wasn't Esav likewise Mechabed his mother? Otzich Lever Lechorab Lashon HaPasuk. שעל יצחק נאמר ויהב, שהוא בלשון עבר, ואילו על רבקה כתוב ורבקה אוהבת את יעקב, בלשון הווה. So by Yitzchak, this is Lashon Ovar. Yitzchak loved in the past, he loved Esav. By Rivka, it says Rivka in the present tense. Rivka loves Yaakov. Why doesn't it say the same past tense Lashon that it does by Yitzchak and Esav? In the Medrash Bereishis Rabba, Parshas Samach Gimel, it says Vav. And the Rivka Ohevet, it says, Kol Shayis HaShemayis, Kol Ha'itza Mesifa Ava Olav. That's why it's a Lashon Hove. Because then when she would hear his voice, she would love him more. Every time she heard his voice, she loved him more. That's the Ohevet, present tense. Now she loves him, now she loves him again, she loves him again, she loves him again. It's also discussed by the Tzfono, by the Kliyoko. So we have, sweet friends, a whole slew of questions. So let us begin. Beginning of the parsha, it says in Pasuk Yotes, Ve'ele todos Yitzchok ben Avram, Avram hoylides Yitzchok. V'tzarich leva'er, ma'u ma shekatuv, Yitzchak ben Avraham. V'chi einenu yodim, ad achshav, sheYitzchak ובן אברהם, ואין בזה ברמב"ן, ובאור החיים, ועוד. ברור שיצחק הוא בן אברהם. ומה הפירוש? אברהם הוליד את יצחק. So we already know that from before. And here we're talking about the toldos of Yitzchak. So ma pitom that we say that Avram holded as Yitzchak, ma ze kashul. We already know it, and it's also not the issue here. Not the story. The storyline is about Yitzchak, not about Avram who gave birth to Yitzchak, but who Yitzchak begat, not who begat Yitzchak. And once it says Yitzchak ben Avram, we know that Avram holded as Yitzchak. For that, you don't need to be Einstein or Ben Einstein. Vadit. Eile todos Yitzchak ben Avram. Of course Avram holded as Yitzchak. So this is discussed Ayin Barashi, Baramban, Borachayim, Asach, Sach, Mepharshim. Rabbeinu talks about this in Parshas Lech Lecha. V'chayotzei b'ze, you have to understand, Pasuk Chof. ויהי יצחק בן 40 שנה, בקחתו את רבקה, בת פתואל הארמי, מפדן ארם, אחות לבן הארמי, לא לאישה. And Yitzchak was 40 years old when he took Rivka, the daughter of Besuel the Arami, from Padan Aram, the sister of Lavan, Ha'arami, to him as a wife. So besides what we have to understand, that this we already saw in Parshas Chayei Sara, so why is it restated here? We also have to understand, Mazeh Kashur, Sherifka, was the sister of Lavan Ha'arami. So Rashi explains that this is being told to us in order to express her shevach, to express Rivka's praise, that even though she was a bas rosha, she was an ochois rosha, u'makoyma anshei resha, she was in a place of evil people, v'loy lamda mi ma'aseihem, but she didn't learn from their evil deeds. ומלבד שלא נאמר כלום בפסוק על מעשיה אם למדה מהם או לא, לא נאמר בפסוק anything. She did learn from them. She didn't learn from them. The Shver Rashi. Rashi says she comes from She got a bad father, a bad brother. She comes from bad people. Everything's bad, and yet she didn't learn from them. Eifa ketuv that she didn't learn from them? Doesn't say it. And if that's what the pasuk is trying to tell us, then ha'ikar chaser min ha'sefer. Ein b'mashe kasuv b'zeh ha'mizrachi, gur aryeh, ve'od. U'melvazeh tzarich iyun kanal. Ma'an yan kan lefaret et ma'aloteha shel rifka k'shanidonu al todotav shel esav. Vayem b'zeh ba'al shich ve'od. וגם עיין בעל שיך, שהקשם מה שכתוב, לא לאישה מייתר. ולמה לא מספיק במה שכתוב, ויהי וכולי בקחתו את רבקה לא לאישה? ויהי וכולי בקחתו את רבקה לאישה. זה מיותר להגיד לא לאישה. מה זה הלא לאישה? לאישה. מפדן ארן, אחות לבן הארמי, לאישה. What's the lo liisha? Ayin b'Torah Shlema, ve'od samach tet mi'amidrash, ayin sham. V'kol ze tzarich bi'ur tuva lech'ora. All of this, fodder to beer, as they say in Spanish, requires a great explanation. עוד צריך לבאר דבר נוסף. גם בתחילת פרשת נוח כתוב אלה תולדות נוח. And after it says אלה תולדות נוח, it says נוח איש צדיק, תומים היה בדוי רויסוב, עשו אלוהיקים אסהלך נוח. רש"י מפרש איש צדיק הוא משום שהועיל והזכירו סיפר בשבחו, שנאמר, זכר צדיק לברכה. Since the pasuk mentions it, it also is מספר בשבחו. It says, oh, Noach, איש צדיק תמיה בדרויסב. כזכר צדיק, when you mention it צדיק, דרב זין לברכה, you have to say his שבח. דבר אחר, ללמדך, שעיקר תולדותיהם, של צדיקים, מצוות ומעשים טובים. עיין שם. To teach you that the עיקר תולדות of צדיקים are their good deeds. So אלה תולדות נוח. You know what the עיקר תולדות of נוח are? His mitzvot and his מעשים טובים. עכשיו, גם פה, פתח פה כתוב, ואלה תולדות יצחק. אז אם ככה, למה לא כתוב כאן, אלה תולדות יצחק, יצחק, איש צדיק, תמים היה בדורותיו. Why don't you start telling me about the שבח of יצחק, like you did by Noach? For the same reason by Noach you're praising, you should also praise by יצחק. מה ישנה? We also have to understand that these two parshias start with אלה תולדות. Parshas Noach is called Noach. And this parsha is called Toldos. So you can call this parsha Yitzchak. If you're talking about Toldos Noach and it's called Parshas Noach, then when you talk about Toldos Yitzchak, it should be called Parshas Yitzchak. No, here it's Toldos and there it's Noach. Also we have to understand, why by Noach does it say Eila Toldos Noach without a Vav, a Chibur? Even though that's what we're talking about at the end of Parshas Bereishis. And here it says Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak with a Vav Achibur. Maishna, a Vav here, not a Vav there. So we have so many kashas that we have piled up that it is, as they say in the yeshivas, simply not shaykh. So please God, if you are a brave soul and you stick with me, then Bli Neder, in a future Shi'ur, we will start seeing light in this parasha. So please stay tuned. It will be eye-opening, scintillating, and awesome, Bli Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, Bli Neder. We shall continue.